Mahijah and Mahweh interrogate Enoch, Moses 6:40, Book of Moses Insight Number 8. Hugh Nibley has pointed out intriguing similarities between Mahijah in Joseph Smith's Book of Moses and Mahweh in the Book of Giants, not only in their names but also in their respective roles. He observes, quote, "The only thing the Mahijah in the Book of Moses is responsible for is his putting bold, direct questions to Enoch. And this is exactly the role, and the only role, that the Aramaic Mahujah, in other words, Mahweh, plays in the story." End of quote. In the Book of Giants, we read the report of a series of dreams that troubled the Gibreim. In the dream of Haya, quote, "There was a large garden planted with all sorts of trees, and from one tree came forth three shoots. I watched until tongues of fire from heaven came down, and the fire burned all the trees of this orchard, all around, and it did not burn the tree and its shoots." In the dream of Oyah, quote, "The ruler of heaven came down to earth, and behold, books were opened, and a judgment was pronounced," end of quote. The dreams seem to have been meant to symbolize the destruction of all but Noah and his sons by the flood. The three shoots represented the three surviving sons of Noah, while the burning of the other trees in the orchard and the judgment pronounced represented the future destruction of the Gibeon. In an impressive correspondence to the questioning of Enoch by Mahijah in the Book of Moses, the Gibeon send Mahweh to, quote, "consult Enoch in order to receive an authoritative interpretation of the visions," end of quote. In the Book of Giants, we read, quote, "Thereupon all the Gibeon and monsters grew afraid and called Mahweh. He came to the assembly of the monsters and the Gibeon, and they sent him to Enoch. And they deliberated and said to him, 'Go, he will tell you the interpretation of the dreams, and everyone will be appeased.'" End of quote. In an effort to strengthen this case that Joseph Smith simply borrowed this material from the Book of Giants, Salvatore Cirillo comments, "The emphasis that Joseph Smith places on Mahijah's travel to Enoch is eerily similar to the account of Mahweh to Enoch in the Book of Giants." End of quote. However, the idea that Joseph Smith's revelation was textually dependent upon the Book of Giants is impossible, because the Book of Giants wasn't discovered until 1948, more than a century after the publication of the Book of Moses. An additional phrase in some translations of the passages cited above implies that Mahweh was chosen because he had been to Enoch for advice before. Quote, "Previously you listened to his, Enoch's, voice." End of quote. This may correspond to Mahijah's assertion that this is the second request he had made of Enoch. Dyer understands this passage to signify that Mahweh was the only Gibor capable of executing this mission due to his personal acquaintance with Enoch. Nibley goes further, seeing hints that it is more than this character's previous acquaintance with Enoch driving their requests. Quote, "They are scared. They don't know who Enoch is, so they force Mahijah," in other words, Mahweh, "to go and ask who they really are." End of quote. Which, in Nibley's interpretation, leads directly to Mahijah's question in the Book of Moses, "Tell us plainly who thou art and from whence thou comest." In conclusion, it is remarkable that both the similar names and roles of Mahijah and Mahweh are preserved in both the Book of Giants and the Book of Moses. Going further, Lauren Stukenbrook observes the same pattern of preservation of the names in Chinese Manichaean fragments of the Book of Giants, which include names of other individuals besides Mahweh that are, for one reason or another, significantly altered, especially given the potential for, quote, "instances in which onomastic changes," in other words, changes in characters' names, "may have been due to the change of the language media." He is impressed with the, quote, "straightforward correspondence between the names Mahweh in the Manichaean text and Mahweh in the Aramaic Book of Giants, in which the character, acting in a mediary role, encounters Enoch the scribe," end of quote. Trying to make sense of the connections between the Aramaic Book of Giants, the Manichaean Book of Giants, and certain passages in the medieval Jewish Midrash, John C. Reeves argues that it is, quote, "plausible to assume that these stories are textual expressions of an early exegetical tradition circulating in the learned groups during the Second Temple era. One version appeared in Aramaic at Qumran and was presumably the version later edited and adapted by Mani. Another version of the same tradition recurs in Hebrew in the Middle Ages. Still other versions, if not one of the two aforementioned ones, apparently influenced Islamic exegetes of the Quranic passage regarding the sins of Harut and Marut." End of quote. The confluence of resemblances in both the names and roles of Mahijah and Mahweh is a witness of this character's importance across Enoch texts separated by vast distances in time, culture, and geography. Given that the Book of Moses' Enoch story resembles the Aramaic Book of Giants more than any of the later versions, this argues in favor of the antiquity of the Book of Moses.